And nowadays,
a flambeau.
Do you use that? That's the word I was interested in.
Well, a flambeau is a different kind of a material. They use that for that danger signals on construction work.
You make your homemade one. They call it flambeau.
Okay. All right. Now, but a flambeau to you is more like a smudge pot or these round things that you put on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. But nowadays they have a thing you just screw into a socket. Is a what?
That's a light bulb.
Yeah. All right. Now, when your mother took the clothes out to hang them on the line, what would she usually carry it out in?
A basket, a hamper.
Okay. Were they different, or is that the same thing?
Well, back in those days, you know, they had baskets made out of split material. I could get out of oak trees and things. I don't have a basket here of that type now, but then they'd make beautiful baskets.
Made out of hickory strips, wouldn't they? They're taking a hickory tree and strip them off of the hickory tree and make
good bottom chairs, all kinds of things here. So they'd call them a clothes hamper, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the kind of something you put in the top of a bottle.
Cork.
Okay. Did that have to be, or a stopper? Are they the same thing, a stopper?
One and the same.
Okay. Now a musical instrument about this long that you...
French harp.
Right. And how about the one you twine?
Jews harp.
All right, the thing you use to drive nails with.
Hammer.
All right. Now, and the thing on a wagon that goes up between the two animals.
Tongue.
And the thing on a buggy that you back the horse back between.
Pole. Oh, shafts.
Yeah. Do you sometimes call the tongue the pole also?
I call the shafts and the tongue.
What's the pole? Is that something different?
Brake poles. I don't think it's pole on a wagon.
Okay. What's that? Is that the thing that goes underneath?
Most things you pull a rope, brakes on going down hill.
Oh, a brake pole.
Yeah.
A brake pole that you, I see. How does that, what is that, is that up in the front of the wagon?
Most of the rear. You block the rear wheels, but you brake on the rear.
I see. No, I'm unfamiliar with that altogether.
Is that right? Here in these mountain areas, I've had some of those mountain hoosiers to tell me, when it's coming across, that they'd wear out a set of brake blocks coming down the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'd have to get out and nail on you and take a board, and they'd. But down here in all central, or well central Georgia, they used a different system for braking in there.
Right.
They'd have a chain tied to the body, the bed, we call them.
Right.
With a chain just long enough to tie a block to, maybe long enough for the wheel just to roll up on. Well, when they start to go down the hill, they just pitch that board out and let the wagon roll on and say it blocks.
I see. But now that brake pole, did the pole, I'm trying to get a picture in my mind of this. I guess there was some kind of a handle that you pulled when you were sitting on the seat.
Oh, yes, that was a different mechanism, like emergency brake on the car.
Yeah.
And that was a brake. Yeah, lots of wagons with the bodies had that.
And the pole went back to these two blocks that were that in fact they worked then like brake shoes.
Worked like a pitman arm or something on modern equipment.
Yeah.
When the pulley, you see, it had cams or triggers that pulled tight again the wheel as you pulled that pole.
Yeah.
And a lot of wagons, just what we call a run gear, no body.
Mm-hmm.
Hauling logs, lumber, or pipe. Cigarettes or whatever.
Yeah, right. Cigarettes from North Carolina.
Have to have a brake pole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how about on the wheel? You mentioned talking about wooden wheels. What do you call the outside part of a wagon wheel?
Rim.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask you a question. Yeah. You question about it.
Okay.
How come the front wheel of the wagon was smaller than the back wheel, and both were turned in the same direction?
Well, you want me to...
I'm going to ask you that. I just wondered.
Well, I could understand why the back wheels would be larger on a car that had rear-wheel drive.